Han and Leia exchanged glances. Then Han said, "That's our plan." He glanced back at the preparations on the ready deck, then added, "Just so I'm clear on this, there's no spy on the Council? Kaidus saw Ben in a vision, one you saw too, and that's how Tahiri knew Ben would be on Coruscant?" Luke nodded. In Monument Plaza, by the devoted technician. If I saw Ben there, then so could Kaidus. The only thing I don't understand is why Kaidus wasn't there himself. Jaina saw her parents shoot concerned glances toward each other. Her mother said, "Probably because he's on Nickel One." Luke's eyes flashed with sudden comprehension and alarm. "Kaidus is in the Roche system? You're sure?" "It's what Shivu told Ben," Leia said. "But if Kaidus knew Ben was coming, maybe he's been feeding Shivu phony intel."
"No."
Luke's gaze began to turn inward. "It explains too much."
"Yeah?"
Han asked.
"Like what?"
"For one thing, the reason the Fourth Fleet is guarding every munitions convoy we target." Luke turned back toward the hangar mouth, staring across space toward the Roche system. "Kaidus is there. That's why they always know which convoy we're going to hit." Leia glanced back toward the massive preparations on the ready deck. "Which means he's probably foreseen this raid, too. He already knows you're coming to Nickel One." "Probably," Luke said.
"So you're gonna call it off, right?"
Han asked.
"You can't go in there with him just waiting for you."
"If we don't, he'll figure out what I've been doing to him," Luke said. "And then he'll see who's really coming for him." Jaina began to feel raw and guilty inside.
"Uncle Luke, there has to be some way to avoid this."
"There isn't." Luke pivoted around and glared down on her with eyes that suddenly looked like a pair of suns blazing up from a dark well. "And it's not your responsibility to worry about those lives. It's mine. Mine, Jedi Solo. Is that clear?"
"Yes, Master,"
Jaina said.
I just meant that maybe there's some way to modify that plan, and anything I can do to help..."
"There is, Jedi Solo." Luke's voice was softer now. "You can go get yourself fitted for a drop suit."
"A drop suit?"
Han asked.
"If you're thinking of shooting my daughter out of torpedo tube..."
"Dad!"
"In the middle of a battle..."
"Dad!"
Jaina grabbed her father's arm and was instantly shaken off.
"You're crazy!"
Han finished. Jaina waited an instant to be sure her father was done ranting, her thoughts flying a kilometer a second as she began to see what her uncle was planning.
"Dad, it just might work."
Han scowled at her.
"You're crazy too."
"I'm a Solo,"
Jaina said, shrugging.
"But I was just on an inspection tour of Nickel One's defenses with Boba Fett. I know the layout pretty well."
Her father's scowl only deepened.
"I don't like throwing Jaina into an operation at the last minute."
"Han, that's the best way," Luke said. "It's the only way to make sure Kaidus doesn't see her coming." Han sighed, then glanced over at Jaina. Han closed his eyes for a moment, then finally nodded.
"Okay, let's do it."
"Good." Luke looked over his shoulder out into space, and a glint of comprehension came to his face, as though he finally understood something that had been puzzling him for some time. He remained silent for a moment, then activated his comlink.
"Master Horn, please have the Owools stand down."
"The Owools?"
came Korin's confused reply.
"Just the Owools?"
"That's correct," Luke replied. "All other elements of the mission will launch as planned."
There was a long, doubtful pause, and even Jaina found herself wondering if her uncle knew what he was doing. Finally, Korin said,
"I don't understand, Master Skywalker. What are the blast boats going to do about a fighter escort?"
"That won't be a problem, Master Horn," Luke said. "Our escorts will be waiting for us at Nickel One."